Thanks for calling us here on WGRR. How are you today?
Okay, hello. Tim, how are you?
Doing great, buddy.
Hey, I got two quick questions for you. The first one is I'm taking a siding off my house, and I'm going to replace, put some tie back up, and I wanted to seal around the windows, and I was wondering what would be the best product to use and how to do it.
Well, the since the windows are already in, you know, you have to kind of do it, you know, the unapproved way. The problem is you need to have a tape that sticks to the Tyvek, and Tyvek makes a special tape for this purpose. You know, wherever you buy the Tyvek, they generally have rolls of this tape. It looks, it's about the same size. It's about 2 inches wide.
Okay.
And it's white, and it says Tyvek on it. I actually have a roll at my own home right now because I had to put some of this and put some of the tape on the that garden shed I'm finishing up.
Yeah.
That tape is very sticky, and it will stick to the nailing flange and the edges of the windows. You know, so all you can do is just kind of tape around the window really well and seal that. You know, typically what would have happened is that you would have had the Tyvek installed first, and as you go to install a window with a nailing flange, you would have made a very accurately placed slit in the Tyvek, and you would have slid the nailing fin up underneath the Tyvek above. Now, you're automatically going to be able to do that. If your windows have a nailing flange,
yes,
you want the nailing flange over the top flange, but what would have been ideal would have been to have the Tyvek under the side flanges and under the bottom one, but you're not going to be able to do that.
Right.
That's not an option. So you're going to have to, unfortunately, lap it over and just tape it really well and pay attention at the two upper right-hand corners, you know, so that you make sure that the way that tape overlaps, that you, you know, you're going to have to kind of cut the tape right at the corner, and one piece is going to go up and one piece is going to have to go down. And, you know, you want to make sure there's no spot there where water can get in behind the Tyvek.
Okay, I thought that there was a product that you could use that was kind of like almost like a tarp material.
Yeah, there is. There's all kinds of those products out there, and but a lot of those they have that to seal the nailing flange to the OSB. You know, like before and after the Tyvek. So it's the same thing. This Tyvek tape will do the same exact thing that, you know, what you're looking for right there.
Okay.
Because all you're trying to do is to seal that. Where those two materials are overlapping. You know, the flange is overlapping the Tyvek, but in your case, it's going to be the Tyvek overlapping the flange.
Okay.
So it'll really work well. You know, just make sure that you wipe down the nailing flange and the edge of the window well with either a damp cloth and then a dry one to make sure it's clean so that the tape sticks to it.
Okay.
Because it could have years of dirt and dust on it.
So are you saying the tape's going to go up over the where the windows extend out of the wall?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So basically I'll be making like an L channel?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Follow you.
Yes.
Okay, my second question is real quick. I have some Stanley metal outside doors.
Okay.
And the weather stripping on the bottom is starting to come out. Does Stanley make a product that I could just take these doors off and slide the new back into the... Do they have channels under there? Or do I have to go with a different kind of product now?
No, you should be able to get that replacement... You know, we call it a door sweep.
Yes.
You know, it's the sweep. You should absolutely be able to get that part from Stanley.
From Stanley?
Absolutely.
Do you know any dealers in town that are Stanley dealers?
Well, what happened is they've kind of gone with the, you know, the whole big box stores. So I would actually contact Stanley directly, which is not as easy as you might think. In other words, you're going to... Their door factory is down in South Carolina.
Yes.
And what I would do, I know this sounds crazy, but if you just kind of maneuver through the Stanley website or just Google them, you know, in other words, type in Stanley Door Factory. I've actually got... I brought my laptop here today to the show, and I could do this at the next break. In other words, I can go in and Google Stanley Door Factory, South Carolina, and you may actually find their phone number, and I would just call the factory.
Okay.
You know, because if you just try to go to their corporate website, it could take you who knows how long to try to find. And some of these companies, for whatever reasons, they don't list their places. They don't list... It's like they want to keep it secret.
Yeah, I couldn't find them. I tried to do that.
I know. It's just insanity. I, I mean, and I know Stanley really well, and Stanley is this enormous international corporation, and to get them to try to make a change, you know, like that, that takes months, you know, and probably 15 or 30 meetings, and so I give up. In other words, my time is so valuable, I can't, I'm not going to go out there and waste a ton of my time trying to consult with those companies for free, you know, trying to be an evangelist about how they should be running their website.
Right.
You know, but what's so funny is that I hear people like you. See, in other words, I tell them, hey, I just talked to Joe from Cincinnati, and he can't find how to contact you. You know, that it's like it falls on deaf ears.
It does. It's
you know, I just don't understand it. So I'm not gonna tell them how to run their business, but I know how they should run it, but I just won't tell them. So, in fact, you should do it now if you've got web access. Jump on there. You know, go Google them, and I'm telling you, it's in South Carolina. It's easy to get. I've been to their door factory. I mean, I saw these cartons of those door sweeps. They must have had 100,000 of them there. I mean, they were everywhere. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like I could just walk over, grab one, and that's the maddening part is that they don't have set up a parts like Sears, for example. Sears for years has had this whole network set up. If you bought a Sears product, you can get a part from them.
Yes.
I mean, it's wonderful.
Quite
I mean,
easy.
Yeah. So I don't understand why Stanley doesn't do the same thing. Like, they should have, like, stanleyparts.com. You know, and on the side of that door, on the edge of the door, it should have a thing very clearly marked, like Model S123-U. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so they already know what sweep they put on it. So you go there, type in Stanley S123-U, and bingo, there, and you just type, I want one of the door sweeps, man. Send it to me. You know, and 2 days later, you get it.
That's awesome.
Let me tell you, that's the future. That's where we're going.
Well, sure.
But we're not there. I mean, some of these companies, they're just fighting it. I don't understand what the problem is.
Old school.
Yeah, it is. I think it is.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay,
for your time, Tim.
Well, good luck. Give me a call anytime, Joe. Let me know what happens.
Okay, thanks.
All right, pal.